Within the next hour, the Commerce Commission will unveil a long-awaited market study into grocery pricing in this country. Yes, I can hear your ears pick up out there. New Zealand's grocery and supermarket scene is dominated by two main retailers, Countdown and Foodstuffs. Observers say this strips power from suppliers whose returns may be squeezed as a result. That's led to calls for a grocery code of conduct, which some expect the Commission will announce today. Well, joining us now is Chris Wilkinson, the Managing Director of the First Retail Group, studies this sort of thing. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Karen.
Okay, we had an inquiry into supermarkets a few years back when Shane Jones got on his high horse about this issue and really crusaded against them and the suppliers' issue. What's changed?
Look, there's been huge change in the market. We've come through a period of probably the most significant change that we've ever seen in terms of consumer behaviour, supplier challenges in the retail sector over the last 18 months. So this has been a kind of a watershed period for retail, and it's been it's very incredibly dynamic and continues to be so.
If the Commission doesn't recommend some sort of antitrust measure of breaking up this duopoly and making space for another player, what other things that could it suggest that would actually bring prices down for your average Kiwi?
Look, I think we're seeing already quite a lot more collaboration with suppliers. These types of inquiries have been happening in the UK and in Australia. This is no surprise of what's coming. And what we've seen in those other parts of the world are stronger relationships, regional type relationships, so not necessarily national relationships. And that's been paying dividends for producers and suppliers.
But what sort of margins do we see being made by supermarkets? I mean, they will argue, presumably, that, you know, you've got transport costs rising. That's a biggie. You've got rising wages. You've got all sorts of things going on. Do they make big margins, big profits?
No, they don't. It's all related to volume. So and in New Zealand, we have an incredibly competitive market in terms of brands within the brands. So we've got Pack and Save fighting against New Worlds. We've got Super Values against their Woolworths competitors. So it's not as clear-cut as it seems.
Do you think a third big player, and some have talked about, you know, your Amazons or another foreign company coming in, would be a game-changer?
Look, we're going to see Costco come in, and Costco in itself will create some competition. So people will travel from the regions to Costco. We'll see a lot more bulk buying. Costco have already announced that they plan to be in Wellington and Christchurch as well. So, you know, we're starting to see this evolution of competition anyhow.
How might the others react to that, though? They'll presumably be happy to match them on price in those two or three cities. The rest of the country might not benefit.
It's quite a different dynamic buying from Costco. So you are forced to buy in larger quantities. So the people will be more strategic in their purchasing. Don't forget, we've also got other competitors coming to the sector, like Chemist Warehouse, which has been a huge disruptor. So, all of these types of newer competitors are starting to eat into that established the supermarket sector.
What about the issue of divesting some of their assets? One of them, like Foursquare's, for example, they are a subset of one of the companies, aren't they? So they could they be carved off, or could the Commerce Commission actually recommend such a drastic manoeuvre?
Well, they could do, but I don't know if there's the logic to that. We are in a smaller market, which is hard to service. You know, some of the benefits that these groups can develop are the fact that they've got these huge shared warehousing and administrative facilities. So, again, it's not a simple solution like we would see potentially in the UK, where you have those, you know, uber large operators.
And what do you make of the issue, the long-standing issue that the suppliers, your little muesli company or whatever, that's scrapping to get on the shelf and having to fight and stack it themselves and are being squeezed, they argue. Are they getting a fair deal?
Well, look, in many cases, you know, the brands that have grown through these supermarkets, the Fritz and Fogs of this world, they've gained traction by working with the supermarkets. So we need to have this evolution in our grocery channel. And so we need to be supporting the likes of the Foodstuffs, who are actually out there working on a regional basis and growing that succession and innovation.
Chris Wilkinson, thank you very much from the First Retail Group. And boy, doesn't New Zealand do some great mueslies.